Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dwayne Hosey. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mike Greenwell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Donnells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hazelman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Clemens. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Brian Giles. Batting third. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Herbert Perry. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jesse Levis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mark Clark. And now, play ball. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hosey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark fires to first and picks off Hosey. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Valentin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Clemens covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Greenwell hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-0. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Murray moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Livas hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murray tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Perry moves to second. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Donnells. Perry scores. Ripken moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Indians. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Espinoza. The throw from Hazelman and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-1 in the game. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Hazelman and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Donnells takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Giles who is chasing the ball. Hazelman reaches third base with a triple. Donnells goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alicia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tommy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hosey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hosey takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Hosey moves to second. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hazelman scores. Hosey moves to third. Valentin moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Giles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hosey tags and scores. 2 outs. It's Red Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Greenwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Giles. Greenwell reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. There goes Vaughn trying to get to home. Giles throws the ball into Ripken who relays the ball to Livas, who tags Vaughn, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Giles is 0-for-1 in the game. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Clemens covering. Safe. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tomey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tomey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Levis is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Levis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Murray moves to second. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats O'Leary for the out. One out. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Donnells is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donnells hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Hazelman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hazelman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hazelman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 0 for 1 in the game. Espinoza hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lofton strikes out. 2 outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Giles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a fly ball into center field. Jose settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Jose is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jose is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jose hits a pop-up towards short. Espinoza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Perry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Greenwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Murray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Perry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Greenwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a ball on the ground, foul, towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Levis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Levis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. Levis moves to second. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Espinoza is 0-for-2 in the game. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Levis scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Real Cormier now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Espinoza moves to second. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cormier spins and fires to second, with Valentin covering, and Espinoza is picked off. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Donnells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donnells hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donnells for the out. One out. Bill Hazelman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hazelman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Hazelman hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Alicia is 0-for-2 in the game. Alicia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tommy strikes out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Donnells fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Murray is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Perry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Perry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Perry reaches second base with a double. Murray moves to third. Dave Winfield pinch hits for Jesse Levis. Dave Winfield is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Winfield is walked intentionally. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Dwayne Hosey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hosey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hosey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Hosey. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Hosey steals second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hosey scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Julian Tavares now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco strikes out. Two outs. Mike Greenwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greenwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Greenwell hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Stanton now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Espinoza strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Amaro pinch hits for Brian Giles. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Ruben Amaro now playing right field. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Donnells is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Donnells is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donnells hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donnells for the out. Two outs. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Bill Hazelman. Matt Stairs is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Stairs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops it up and throws to first, with Mesa covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.